Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Thanksgiving Week special here on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you today for your word. We come before it with expectant hearts, and we receive from heaven. And we thank you for revelation of the word. We thank you for revelation of yourself, Jesus. Mm-hmm. We seek your face.
We're grateful, Lord.
Okay. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning, sunshine.
You look so beautiful this morning.
Thank you.
You always look beautiful.
Aww.
I get up looking like this, and you get up looking like that.
You look great. I like that blue shirt.
Well, thank you.
Matches
very much.
Those blue eyes.
I appreciate that. Thank you. This week, we're going to be looking and turning our attention to the Word in the renewing of our minds.
Oh, my.
To the truth that God is love. He doesn't have love, He is love. Amen. Now, we've got to get a hold of this. We're going to grow in His wisdom concerning His love for us. So don't miss any of these broadcasts. Let's get right into today's message. Let's open our Bibles tonight to the book of 1 John. 1 John, and we will look in the 4th chapter. First John chapter 4. And let's read the 8th verse. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now, this book of 1 John is the book that reveals to us that God doesn't have love. He is love. He has faith. He is love. Now, it is extremely important. I cannot emphasize how important it is that the Lord has placed this in my heart some months ago, and it has just been, it's just a glorious thing to have a renewed mind concerning God is love. Now, the word God, actually, the way you and I know it, is not a Bible word. It came out of German theology, Gott. And you do understand that God has names. Amen. And His name is not God. His name isn't Christ. That may come as a real shock to some. For instance, He is God. Englishized Jehovah. It's not actually pronounced Jehovah. That's been Englishized for us. Now, He is Jehovah, or I really enjoy spelling His name in Hebrew. Because people actually, for a large part, don't really know anymore how to pronounce His name. Because the Jewish people refused for centuries to pronounce it. And over the years, I won't go into all that. But Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the name.
the name. Say it. The name. Hallelujah. He is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh-Rapha. He is. That's one of his names. Our healer. Huh? Now listen to me. If healing passed away, God would have had to change his name. That isn't going to happen. Amen. The stars will fall out of the sky before that happens. Literally. Amen. Oh, this is so vitally important. But we've just used the word God and used the word, you know, love. And the reason, particularly with English-speaking people, and I'm quite sure it's this way in other languages, but with English-speaking people, I mean, we love everything. Don't you just love my new suit? No, I don't love your suit. No. There's a lack of reverence for him. Love not the world, nor the things in the world. So what are we talking about here? Well, you need to reserve the word love for whom it was intended. I love my God with all of my heart, all of my soul, all my mind and my strength. I love my neighbor as myself. I love the brethren even as he loves the brethren. I love my wife. I love my family. I love the Word of God, and I love the brethren. I love you. I don't love my clothes. I don't love food. Well, Brother Copeland, what am I supposed to say? Are you really that? What does the Bible say? I don't know. Well, what did the Apostle Paul write Timothy? He said, God gives us all things richly to enjoy. Now think about that for a moment. Think about what he just said there now. He asked me one day, he said, Kenneth, do I give you things to meet your needs? I said, yes. He said, no. Well, I knew then I'd been had, you know, because at that point, I didn't have a clue what he talked about. He said, no, son, I give you things richly to enjoy, and they meet your needs. See, it wasn't my needs that he had in mind. Huh? Boy, you missed a place to say amen. God is a God of joy. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. I was sitting on the platform one night and the whole place was shouting and going on. I finally just sat down. And while I was sitting there, the Lord said something to me that startled me. He said, Kenneth, if it hadn't been for sin, I never would have had a serious thought. He said, what is there to be serious about? He said, I got serious when death came. And I grasp a snapshot of him all of a sudden. He is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. Huh? Can you see it? You see what he is? And if it hadn't been for that mess, we all still be just dancing and singing. That's all anybody'd ever do. He's big on dancing and singing. He commanded people to dance and sing. Amen. He's big on that. It's us that have been so stiff-necked. you know. Well, Brother Copeland, you know, I'm just not very demonstrative. And I have a praise in my heart. Not in abundance, you don't. Because if it was in there in abundance, it'd come out your mouth. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, that works all the time. The little twin-engine airplane that I had, the first twin we had, it had tip tanks, fuel tanks on the wing tips, and that thing, oh, that fuel tank, it was a teardrop tank, and it came to almost a point in the back where it was about, oh, it was about like that, and it was just this high. And if you weren't looking, you could really do some serious damage to your forehead if you weren't looking and bang your head into that tip tank. Well, I walked into the maintenance shop one day, and they were working around in there. And just as I walked across the hangar floor, one of those mechanics hit that tip tank. He hollered. You could have heard him out, and you can imagine what he said. Yeah, that's right. Just what you thought he said. And he's got his head up here, and I walked up. Oh, preacher, forgive me. I said, don't let me cramp your style, brother. Glory to God. I ain't here to judge it. I said, when Jesus was on earth, he said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We know what you're full of. I didn't help him a bit. Amen. Now then, to be aware and to respect that word, love is God, and God is love. I enjoy things. Amen. But I reserve my expression of love for the things that God loves. Amen. And it starts off with Him. Amen. 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 Oh, yeah. Gloria and I are fully aware, as much, my, as we love one another, we're together almost all the time. I have no remembrance of the last any form of an argument that we had. I mean, we've been married 55 and a half years, and now back there, you know, Kenneth, B.C., I tried to fight with her. She never would do it. You know, you can't fuss by yourself. she just wouldn't. She just always ministered to me and changed my life. Absolutely changed my life. When we were in Hawaii, we had just come back from ministering in the South Pacific. This was back before the days of our airplane being able to go across the ocean. And we got into Hawaii. We'd been ministering just in really extended period of time in Australia and so forth. Anyway, oh, I was tired. I'll tell you, I felt like I'd been, you know, pulled through a keyhole or something. I just seemed like just bone tired. Now, there ain't no excuse for that. I don't care how tired you are. Amen. Amen. And so we went down to breakfast at the hotel where we were staying. Little outdoor continental breakfast. We went back down. Just barking at everybody. And I threw some money down there on the table. And when I turned around, Gloria had come over around and behind me, and when I turned around, she was standing right there. And she looked up at me, and she caught me by my shirt, and this little tear was coming down. She said, "I am going to be a blessing to you some way." Okay. And then another time, some years later, she walked around behind me. I was sitting in a chair, sitting in her study. And, that seemed like just all the pressure you could imagine would come in there on me. And here again, I was really, really tired. She walked around and put her hands on my back. And she began to pray for me. And she said, "Sweetheart, I find no fault in you." That one moment changed my love life forever. It got through to my spirit being. It went in there like a bolt of love that it took all of that out of me forever. I've not been gripey and grumpy, well, maybe a little. But at least I've had sense enough to stop it before I became as obnoxious as I was back then. Amen. Those words of love changed my whole life. I wish I had a woman like that. Well, you can't have mine. You probably have if you'd treat her halfway, right? Well, I'm not going to go there right now. But hey, we better get back. We better get back to our business here. Now then, honoring the word love, to honor God, to renew our mind. And this takes a decision, because you're in the habit of saying these kind of things. It takes a decision. Correct yourself. No, I don't love my new car. I enjoy it. Amen. I love the Lord that gave it to me. Amen. And He gave it for me to enjoy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's read this verse again. "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now let's go down to the 16th verse. "We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, who is love, and God, who is love, in him." Now, we're going to do some of these things in this service tonight, but I just want to start you off like this. In the beginning, love created the heaven and the earth. Love did that. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, who is love. Can you see what I'm doing here? That strikes your thinking, causes you to begin to renew your mind. You start cutting new grooves in your brain where the Word of love is concerned and where the Word God is concerned. You do the same thing with the Word Christ. Amen. The Anointed One and His anointing. Amen. So, now, look at that 16th verse. We have known and believed the love. Now, every born-again human being has had that holy moment of knowing Jesus by the Holy Spirit. But almost all born again, Holy Spirit baptized, healing, believing, tongue talking, faith walking Christians don't believe that God loves them. Oh, yes, I do. No, you don't. You mentally assent to the fact that He loves you. But how much love and faith are you putting in that love? Have faith in God. I just said have faith in love. Whether I realized it or not, that's what I just said. Have faith in God who is love. Have faith, not have faith in His love. Have faith in love Himself.
Download your free copy of the BVOV broadcast study notes now at kcm.org/notes. Use them to follow along with the broadcast during your personal time or for group Bible study. Now you can put your ears and eyes on God's message of victory to plant it deep in your heart. We're believing this additional ministry tool will benefit you, bless your study time, and will help you to grow from faith to faith. Go to kcm.org/notes today. We're here for you.
Preach this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. That has always been part of Kenneth Copeland Ministries' mission statement. In 1982, we did that through the World Communion Service. On August 28th, Kenneth Copeland preached about our blood covenant with God, not only to the attendees of the Southwest Believers Convention, but to people literally all around the world. Although commonplace now, at that time, the use of satellites and technology to live stream with two-way communication had never been done before. Three satellites connected 200 U.S. locations and 20 international cities, including Sydney, Australia, Johannesburg, South Africa, Hong Kong, and the Philippines. Another satellite connection was to Seoul, South Korea, with Dr. Young Ji Cho. What a thrill it was to see Brother Copeland speaking to Dr. Cho and his congregation while they were hearing and seeing us at the same time.
And so when we take communion, universally, we should recognize the healing power flowing through that broken body.
Praise God! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah!
What is God wanting to do in your life that has never been done before? Together, let's keep reaching for the new, the greatest, and the miraculous. The best is yet to come.
Enter into a time of praise and worship with a special music collection from Kenneth Copeland.
I have returned to the God of my childhood.
The music ministry of Kenneth Copeland, special collection, The Early Years, a CD featuring some of Kenneth Copeland's favorite songs.
The Word came to life when it came to me.
You might recognize these wonderful worship songs or be introduced to them for the first time.
How great thou art. How
let this anointed music encourage your faith and bring peace to your mind.
Get your Bible.
See God's greatness in your worship time with the Lord.
Now, how about you?
Request your free copy of the Music Ministry of Kenneth Copeland's special edition, The Early Years. This music CD is a collection that highlights songs recorded in the early years of Brother Copeland's psalmist ministry. Let these songs of praise and worship create an atmosphere of faith and thanksgiving. Go to our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call toll-free 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days.
Now, Gloria and I have a gift. We want to sow this into your life. I always have mixed emotions and feelings about all this. This is a special collection, songs that I did right at the very beginning. Talking about early years, this is right at the very first, a couple of them out of the first album that we ever did. And I got born again. That changed everything, of course, including the music and all that. So this is some really, really good stuff. And we want you to have it. We want to sow it into your life. Though, you know, you remember the What a Savior?
Oh, what a Savior. Yeah.
Amen. I walked into a meeting in Full Gospel Business Men's Fellowship one time, and I just walked in there, and there was a man singing that song. And it's almost overwhelming. It just took me, it kind of took me by surprise when I'd never heard it. It's an old song, but somehow, you know, I guess when I was out there singing them bars, I missed it.
I guess
but
so.
Anyway, I want you to have this. We want to sow it into your family. Focus your attention on Jesus. Trust Him. Believe the love that He has for you. Sing these songs,
yes,
glorify and praise His name to bring the peace of God into your home. So, hey, kcm.org, it's free of charge. Amen. Father, we thank You for it. We thank You for the opportunity of the Word. We thank You in the name of Jesus for all the meetings that are coming up. We got two victory campaigns in the next few months. Be a good time to make your plans. Get in and join. Get into these meetings. There's something that happens in a live meeting that just doesn't happen anywhere else. Branson Victory Campaign, April 5th through the 2nd. Sacramento Victory Campaign, May 31st through June the 2nd. Partners, we have these meetings for you, and we want to see you there. Praise God. I don't know what else to tell you except we love you.
Be there.
Yeah, be there. We love you. And this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that
Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland appreciate you watching. Go to kcm.org/TV special for more teaching resources. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year.